Let's pray. Lord, as we hear your word, may we come to know more of your loving care for us. Amen. Amen. Today I'm going to share one more of John Pritchard's interpretations of Luke's Gospel. For those of you who missed the first one, in this book, The Journey, the author imagines himself as the disciple John, journeying with the other disciples and Jesus as they make their way to Jerusalem. So, today's reading is based on Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. I think the events will be familiar to you. It's about Jesus healing a group suffering from leprosy. But John Pritchard has called this chapter Closing the Circle. I found it has something quite profound to say about healing and wholeness. So, with John Pritchard. It was horrific. There we were, getting close to another village, when a whole gang of them came over the hill. Their faces and arms and legs were covered in lumps and bumps and white blotches. Some were limping or hopping. It was awful. They looked hunted, desperate, scared. Of course, lepers had to keep away from the rest of us, so they got together in colonies but kept near the main routes so that they could beg. As they struggled closer, you couldn't help but look away. Except, Jesus didn't. If I remember correctly, he got up and walked steadily towards them, arms out, as if receiving a gift. It always amazed us how he sort of hummed with life when undesirables came near. It wasn't how we felt, I can tell you. I couldn't hear all the conversation, but I did hear Jesus say to them, "Now, off you go and show yourselves to the priests." I knew what that meant. If they were to be formally declared healed, they would have to be given that release officially by the priests. That was the law. The trouble was, they hadn't been healed. They were still lepers, all blotchy and crippled. But such was Jesus's, what was it? Authority? Power? Persuasion? No, it was connection. Such was Jesus's connection with them that they went hopping off, still on crutches, painfully limping their way back to the synagogue that they'd been barred from for so long. They trusted him. They hadn't gone far before I heard the first shout. It was a whoop, really, a cry of amazement and joy, then another and another. We stood up to see what was going on. The line of lepers was moving fast now, heading for home. But then I noticed one figure had peeled off from the rest and was coming our way again. He was a big man, but he moved like a boy, or perhaps like a man who had just discovered he was a boy. He kept feeling his face with a look of amazement, and he gazed down at his feet as if they had just appeared. He came up to Jesus in a state of wonder, thanking God over and over. He knelt down at Jesus' feet, and then, as if that wasn't enough, he prostrated himself. But Jesus reached out, lifted him up and hugged him. The man kept on saying, "Thank you," with a gratitude that seemed drawn from the very depths of his being. Jesus hugged him again, and then, seeming to be surprised, looked at the man and said, "Isn't that odd? Weren't there 10 of you a moment ago, and yet only one, you, my good friend, have come back to thank God? Isn't that odd?" At first I thought, "Oh, come off it. You told them to go and see the priest, and that's what they're doing. But then I thought, yes, he's right. There's always time to give thanks. Indeed, maybe giving thanks is part of the healing. As Peter and I talked about it later, we realized there were two quite different things going on here. As we saw it, 9 of those poor people were cured, fixed, if you like, but only one was healed. Only one understood what had really happened. I was delighted all 10 of them were sorted out, physically and socially. But I was even more delighted that one person closed the circle and reconnected with the source of his new life. He'd recognized the presence and action of God in his life. And I think this is one of the main things we got out of all the amazing events that happened around Jesus. We began to see the presence and action of God all over the place. Life's full of amazing things. Miracles, really. And being with Jesus taught us to recognize the presence of God in these things. We began to see divine fingerprints everywhere. We began to see connections. Indeed, to realize that everything and everyone is connected. And we're connected above all to God. We were coming to see that everything is a gift from the hands of God, who loves us more than we can begin to imagine, and that we only become who we truly are when we make that connection, when we close the circle. That's what healing means. And that's what our newly healed friend had begun to realize. It was just the start of the journey for him. But his intuition was telling him that what he needed most deeply was a new intimacy with God. And that's just what Jesus confirmed when he spoke to him again. He just said, gently but firmly, to this newly made person before him, "Now, go on your way, but remember that it was your faith that healed you fully." Spot on. To be fully healed, we need to be in touch with God. So my thanks to John Pritchard for helping me see things with new eyes. During Lent, as I journeyed through this book, I also found myself confronted with seemingly endless images of time shared with my mum. Ours was a tricky relationship, and I've carried a lot of resentment for things done and said. But amazingly, the things I was remembering now were the fun things we did together and the quiet way she took care of me, hidden really by my lack of understanding and by holding on to things that I had wrongly perceived. Do you know, it felt wonderful to let these things go. And so for all the ways we are healed, Lord Jesus, for all the ways that we are brought back to wholeness, I give you thanks. Amen.